Can you all hear me? Whenever I get to a new church, I always look around in the nooks and crannies to see what I can find. Because I love finding church treasures. I didn't find this here. I did find some things, some interesting things. You all have some very interesting church treasures. But I did find these. I didn't really find them, though. Another employee at St. Patrick's found them. And he told me, he said, "Father, you won't believe what I found up in the attic." They didn't look like this, by the way. Not then, they didn't. There are five more just like it back there. And he told me, he was like, "Father, I found altar candles in the attic." I said, "Oh, my goodness. Where? Have to show me." He's like, "Well, I'm busy right now." I was like, "Where are they? I'll go find them." So I got up into the attic, and I see them. And you should have seen the look on my face. If someone was there to take a picture, I'm sure it was just joy. And then I realized there are only five of them. Oh, Lord, where is the other candlestick? When I found them, you can picture them covered in wax and bronze, brass paint, the whole thing. But I knew when I saw them, that's what was underneath. I knew it was there. They're funeral candles, by the way, if you're wondering what they are. And so I was like, there's got to be another candlestick around here somewhere. There's supposed to be six of them. There has to be. Where is that other candlestick? And this was actually, I remember very well, this was all happening on Holy Week of this past year, so just a couple months ago. And that other employee, he was looking around trying to get stuff together, and he texts me with a picture. He says, I found it. I was like, "You're kidding." Sure enough, there was the lost candlestick. I love church treasures. But many would say, "Father, it's not worth it. Worth the effort, worth the time, worth the money, worth all of it." Another short story about church treasures. I was heading up to the conference I was at this past week, and there was an antique store as I went up. I love rummaging through antique stores. And I said, "Lord, if there's something there that I need to find, then make it so that I can stop there on my way home." I stopped there on my way home. I spent 2 hours going through this antique store. I came back with four more candlesticks and another altar cross. I already have plenty, but I found them anyways, and I'm very excited about them. We look for things. We desire. There's something about our human heart that is desiring something. I think that's what our first reading today is mostly about. The Hebrews, they've lost Moses. He's gone up the mountain. And that leaves an emptiness in them. And they need to find it. But they turn to something that's not worth their idolization. Because what we idolize, ultimately, we come to despise, whatever it is. Money, physical affection, you know, success, whatever it might be. Whatever we idolize, eventually we despise. It's not worth it. It's simply not worth it. In our gospel today, we have the shepherd looking for the lost sheep, and the woman looking for her lost coin. I don't think we get it when we as modern people hear this story. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. The answer, would you not leave the 99 to go look for the one? The answer is no. You wouldn't. Believe me. Especially for that stupid sheep that ran off again. Lord knows it's probably already been dragged off by some beast It's done. It's over. There's no reason to go look for it. And then if you leave the 99, what's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to them? The good ones, the smart ones, the ones who actually know to stick together. We wouldn't leave them. We would stay right there. By the way, there's also the interesting fact that when the shepherd returns with the lost sheep, what does he do? He has a feast. Just wonder if mutton was on the menu. I really do have to wonder what was on the menu. Anyway, the lost coin. She lights a lamp. Did you catch that? She lights a lamp and sweeps the house. Oil costs money. Imagine turning all your lights on in the house for hours at a time to look for a penny. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the expense. It's not worth the effort. It's just not worth it. But you are. I want to take a moment to say a few words about how this might sound. For some, particularly for some women, now this could happen to men as well, but our society has a way of doing this to women. For women who have been pursued in a way that has left them feeling stalked or abused or seen as an object, that's not the kind of way in which our loving God goes after us. So if you hear that our God is a God that desires to pursue you, and that causes some mixed emotions in your heart, that's not God. That's this world. That's definitely this world. But you are worth it. That's the way our God is. To take the expense, to take the time, to do that which is necessary, to run after each and every one of us. When our hearts, whatever that is deep inside of us, causes us to run after some bull, some golden calf way out in the wilderness. You're worth it. You're worth it. Is he worth it? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Lord, you're worth it too. Anyway, we are worth it. For God to pursue us even when it doesn't make any sense at all. When he finds us, just that like that lamb, though, he might ask us to become a sacrifice. To sacrifice the life that Christ has found for the glory of God. Not like a lamb at a dinner table. Good news is Christ already did that. But sacrifice our lives nonetheless. These little ones, they will grow up and they'll probably spend a little time running away, looking for something deep within their hearts. Let's love them. Let's bring them up so that they know deep within them, that they can find that right here.